Who are you?
I'm the ghost of Easter evening.
Is your name Ian?
Yeah.
This kid's spaghetti all over my meatballs.
So we gotta put on the sauce.
You put on the sauce so well.
Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A. Whenever you listen, it will make your day. What's the best? It's the ultimate taste test. Every once in a while, we'll go on a rant. So cover the ears of your little pet aunt. If you've ever gone to Arby's, you know it's bad. If you think it's good, you're probably mad. I can't think of any more rhymes, so I'm going to end it here. It's Food Stuff.
Hello. Welcome back to Food Stuff. Episode, is it 75 now?
I think it's 75. Maybe 74. Who knows?
Let me check. 76.
It's episode 76? It's crazy. Now, to begin off this podcast, we have recently discovered that there's a new review that we have to, and we said that we found new reviews. We have shout out. So I'll shout out this review. It was from someone from my class, actually, named Sarah. She said, "Thank you to my old classmate, Ian, for doing this amazing podcast. I highly recommend this to anyone, whether you are bored or doing other daily tasks. They are so fun and will definitely make your day brighter. Your old pal, Sarah Hall." Thank you, Sarah, for making this review. Yeah, boom, we shouted them out. You guys can also, from Korea, you guys can leave a review. Put it in Korean, even. We'll translate it, and it might be a funny translation. Let's start off the podcast.
We were sick, so we didn't do
a podcast last week, yeah. But expect a podcast episode next week. Yeah. And probably the week after that. So yeah, you should expect podcast episodes. So we also let's start off with some food news. Henry, what's your food news to begin off?
All the news about all the food. It's food news.
This is weird. Popeyes has decided to use the same chicken McDonald's uses for their chicken.
So like the stuff they use in their chicken nuggets?
No, like in their chicken sandwiches.
In their chicken sandwiches, I assume so. So like, I mean, it could be good if they season it well. But I think that might be a huge step down for Popeyes in the standards.
Also for like their wings, they're using the McDonald's wings.
Oh. Great. That sounds wonderful. Some news I found actually is McDonald's is set to make a restaurant in Antarctica. And what's crazy about that is that means this is gonna be the first restaurant chain to be in every continent. My only question is, who's eating there?
The scientists there. They got.
But no, who's like serving? Who's like cooking everything? The scientists?
Probably.
Like, just imagine getting your first job getting paid minimum wage in Antarctica.
They get extra money. The United States government has issued a ban on seasoning on fast food.
Just all fast food. I mean, I kind of get this. You know, they were never really seasoning it to begin with. They were just putting radiation in
it.
It
also just makes it more unhealthy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Already seasoning. Unhealthy enough.
Yeah, yeah. But you want to know, on a healthier note, Arby's is getting rid of all their meat instead of replacing it with vegan meat.
Well, it could have already been vegan meat.
Well, yeah, we don't really know what they were using. But now, due to a lawsuit, actually, by that vegan teacher. So
that vegan teacher?
I don't know if that's their exact name. It's like vegan teacher. I don't know. It's due to a lawsuit, you know?
Gatorade has filed for bankruptcy after an angry Karen sued them for not putting caffeine in her drink.
I mean, like, I'm on the Karen side in this case. I mean, Gatorade should be pumping their drinks full of caffeine. And if they're not, they should be sued and lose to Prime, because Logan Paul is my favorite creator that's ever existed, ever. For legal reasons, this is a joke. I don't know if there's legal reasons. I'm just saying joke. I don't like him. Anyway, Burger King! Yeah, them, is collaborating with the Hershey's Whoppers to make a Whopper Whopper. I don't know what that means.
Is it like a Whopper flavored Whopper?
I think what they're doing is they're replacing the buns. Or is it a Whopper flavored Whopper? They're replacing the buns.
And like, with the malt?
With the malt, I think.
Just like a big Whopper?
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I think they're not very smart. But maybe they're replacing the, like, burger meat with Whopper.
Bananas were banned all over the U.S. because of the radiation found in them.
I get it. Because, like, what if I eat a banana and I die to a nuclear bomb? Like, they're cornered, right?
What?
Trust. I'm not yapping.
Why is your hair like that?
I don't know. It's cool, though.
Sticking straight up.
Now, the biggest and most shocking news is this. Chick-fil-A is now open on Sundays.
Whoa. I mean, I guess
this is groundbreaking. Like, this is going to change
Hey, now you can go to Chick-fil-A on Sundays. And
I think Chick-fil-A is better than Popeyes now. Like, that's all it took.
Yeah.
Now that my birthday's on Sunday, I can go on my birthday.
Except now that Popeyes is using McDonald's chicken,
maybe they'll surpass.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll have a podcast episode about that, too. Yeah, so that concludes food news.
Well, anyway, food of the week.
Food of the week.
Food of the week.
Food of the
week. Food of the week.
Food of the week.
Food of the week.
Food of the week.
Food of the week. Can I say my food of the week first?
Yeah.
Actually, I just think that my food of the week was, like, some animal poop I found outside. You know, it tasted... It had, like, some protein. It had some... It had some nice, like, you know, carbs. It was a well-rounded diet. What was yours, Henry?
Actually, I retried 8 portions while Brooks was here. It was the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
What about... Oh, yeah, I retried Ronaldo's. It was so good.
The cheese tasted so good. It was the best cheese I have ever eaten.
Yo, I ate that Ronaldo's place, right? I delivered some pizza. It was fresh. Their crust tasted immaculate.
Did they give you free bell peppers?
No, they got rid of it, though. Those free bell peppers are the only reason I was going to begin with. But now their pizza's really good. My other point still stands. That was also some pretty good food. Now, we'll be eating our snack. Snack.
It is snack time.
Snack time.
Yeah, snack time.
Got some chips. These are hers. Satisfaction guaranteed. So if you're not satisfied, we can sue.
If I die or something, we can sue them. Because I wouldn't be satisfied if I died, you know?
Sure. Anyway, these are ghost pepper flavored. These are hot.
Hot ghost pepper?
These look pretty hot.
Wait, let me see them. Those look like potato chips, like extra seasoning. Good thing it's not
fast. These don't look spicy.
Good thing it's not fast food, because they'd be banned, you know?
I don't think chips are fast food.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's a good thing, because then they would be banned.
Are they chips? Are the chips in Subway? Do they not have seasoning?
I don't know. It hasn't been put in effect yet. It's being put in effect, like, a few weeks from now. Okay. It has to be passed by the president, which is... He said he was going to say yes.
Go.
Three, two, one.
Those are good. These are so good. These have like a tangy flavor. It's got a nice kick to it. Ian, sit in your chair. Ian, stop your yaps. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely satisfied with these. Ian decided to be stupid. Ian decided to choke on his chips. And I'm pretty sure he's dead now. He's gone to the hospital. And he's not coming back. But I mean, like, this is a plus for everyone. Because I mean, like, just like, don't choke on stuff. I mean, like, choking is bad. Anyway, I have the chips again to finish my review on them. So these are very tangy. They're kind of sweet. They got a pretty good kick to them. But, definitely not like as much as the one chip. These are really good. I would definitely eat these again. I would probably give these like a 8 out of 10 on the chip scale.
Put it on me instead.
Yeah? What you doing?
I came to say that the podcast is forced to be canceled because...
What?
Ian was like the best part of it. And
no.
Ian was like to say...
Hold on, can you give me some water?
But like, in Ian's dying moments, he actually did say something. He said that the chips were like an 8 out of 10, maybe a 7. But like, the flavor wasn't very good, but he just enjoyed the spice level.
Because he's a spice American?
Yeah. So,
can you go get me some water, Ian's dad?
No. I did have to say one more thing, though.
Will I be visited by the ghosts of Christmas present, Christmas future, and Christmas
no.
past?
No, you'll be visited by the ghosts of Easter morning, Easter afternoon, and Thanksgiving coma.
What?
You know, when you eat a bunch of food at Thanksgiving, you kind of fall into a food coma.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be visited by him. He's just queso.
What?
Rickboat Creek, go welcome with that heater.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, it was weird. But now that Ian's gone, he doesn't have to tutor me. So I'm just gonna do some food jokes.
It's tickle time!
It's party time! It's party time!
Here's some from ChatGPT. Oh, those chips are really getting to me. My ears are starting to hurt. Why did the tomato turn red? Because it's on the salad dressing. What do you call cheese that isn't yours? Nacho cheese. Who are you?
I'm Ian. I came back because I forgot my phone.
Are you real?
I'm the ghost of Easter morning.
Oh, you got promoted?
Yes. Yeah, you know it was crazy. Yo. They got all the cool guys up here. They got The Rock. They got John Cena.
Did they die?
No. They didn't die. It's just, this is like in a different place of time. Like, once they do die. You want to know who you are? You're the ghost of food coma. Like of the Thanksgiving food coma. It's crazy, bro. Anyway, I'm ready to go. Be Easter morning guy. But like, I've got to tell you one more thing. Do not invest... On the date of July 2nd, 2026, the stock market crashes. But put all your money into Costco on June 3rd of 2025. It skyrockets, okay?
But then, like, take it out?
Like, take it out August 2nd of 2025, okay? That's when it starts to get
down. Yeah, I'll make notes of that.
I see. Easter Bunny stuff, you know?
Well, I'm going to play some food games, because that just seems like a thing to do. I'm going to play Snake.io Plus, because, like, the snake eats stuff, so it's like a food game. Roll the kid and stole all my food! No, I died! Who are you?
I'm the ghost of Easter evening.
Is your name Ian?
Yeah.
What? You got promoted again?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Like, I'm just that good. Can I play a round of MasterChef? Whatever you're playing?
I'm playing Stink.io Plus.
Can I play a round?
Oh. Yippee!
I got smashed! This kid's spaghetti all over my meatballs. Anyway. Pretty good chips.
Actually, I need to go get some water. So, yeah.
I think we should end the podcast here.
What?
Yeah. Like, these chips are too spicy, you know? If only the Spice American were here. I can't believe Ian died. That's crazy. Oh, it works.
Do you have any, like, sacred duties that you have to do?
Me? I mean, like, it's kind of chill, you know? Like, I told
John Cena
to go do it for me, you know? No, you know, we chill like that.
So we gotta put on the sauce.
You put on the sauce so well.
Oops, what?
Missed some spots. Wait, what?
So we gotta put on the mozzarella slices. Put them on the
incredible slices.
And then now I'm gonna place the tomatoes. Incredible. And then now I'm gonna place the basil.
Incredible. That looks beautiful.
That looks like a beautiful pizza.
We need an egg. We need the butter looking thing. Cream cheese.
Creme poop. Is that what you're making?
Yeah. I got first. Mm-hmm. As long as I beat Lil Sarah, I'm happy. Here it is, Judge. My crumble poop. No! Okay. I get it. I got last. I get it. Morning, the podcast there. Ooh, yummy. Anyway, that's the end of our podcast. Goodbye.
What are you doing?